Hey family, how are you today? I love questions. Who told you that you had limits on your life? And are there a such thing as boundaries? Are they the same thing? Me personally, I think a boundary is very different than a limitation. A limitation is something we set on ourselves, or someone else has told us that is the limitation, and we never push beyond what we've been told to experience limitlessness, if that makes sense, an unlimited way of being. Now, will I tell you that there aren't limits on your life? No, I can't tell you that because most of us have been taught from childhood that there are limits. Don't get on the table, get in line, line up, be quiet, be still, listen. Oh, it just never ends. You got these rules for this game. But when it comes to certain things, you have boundaries. Do I believe boundaries are solid? Yes. I believe that boundaries are necessary. I believe that a boundary can protect you from an enemy. I believe a boundary can set you and your mentality in a place to where you know where not to travel, what not to do, or how to handle a certain situation. Now, I can remember when I was asking God, my child's getting out of being an, infant. He's getting into where you have to start teaching him things. And I asked God, what's the first thing I need to teach my kid? It was when he was starting to go to pre-K. And I prayed for about it for a little while, and just the answer that I kept getting in my heart didn't sound like the answer that I should be getting back, and I was confused because all I kept getting back was teach your child manners, teach them to have good manners. And I got to be honest, I have struggled with that because simply I didn't really know what how to teach a child good manners. It wasn't something that I considered, and my parents tried to teach me good manners. They did the best they could, but I was a hard-headed child. I never considered, that was necessary. But today I can see that manners push beyond what we think they are. Manners are simply whenever your child feels like he needs to be in a, or she needs to be in a competitive nature against the other children in order to express themselves as someone that's available, someone that doesn't have the limitations the other one has, so that they can push their boundaries. So I try and teach my child this. Keep the boundaries, push your limitations. And I want to ask you today, are you pushing your boundaries and setting limitations on yourself and others? Or are you pushing the limitations and setting your boundaries? It's a simple question for you and for me today. And I really want to pray about that. I want to pray for you that you would get what God has for you, that you would push past the limitations this world says. I mean, how can a doctor tell you that this is something that you're going to permanently have, and yet a God that you believe in says this is something that you can be healed from? Where's your limitation and where's your boundary? Do you stop the doctor from telling you what God says is possible and the doctor tells you it's impossible? Or do you stop God and tell God the doctor says this? So, Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that you are the one who gives us this wonderful, beautiful spirit of wisdom and revelation, the Holy Spirit, the counselor, the advocate, the comforter, and the friend, the one who fills us with your name. I ask you right now, Father, that you would expose to us your commandments as the boundaries that they are, that we would set them and release ourselves from the limitations that the world has presented toward us, this alternate reality of what the world sees us as being and the difference between it and what you see us as being. Father, I thank you that you would destroy the yokes and the bondages of limitation, and that you would present to us the waving flags of safety that comes in the boundaries that you have made for us. That we would step away from breaking your commandment and stay away from the landmines of this life. I ask you, Father, that you would put a check in our hearts and our minds, that we would know when to stop and when to go. I ask you, Father, that you would give us the very spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of who you are, that the eyes of our understanding would be completely illuminated, the eyes of our heart would be flooded with light, that we would know what is the hope of your calling and the very richness that comes in the experience of knowing you and the richness of your glory, that we would be filled with the fullness of who you are. that we would know the love of Christ that passes all possible worldly understanding, that surpasses the limitations of this world and causes us to step into a limitless reality of experiencing the supernatural in you. That we would be filled with the fullness of who you are, according to the richness of your glory, the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus, as we accept the place of seatedness, sitting down with you in heavenly places, Father. I thank you for your angelic realm, that you dominate the heavens. And every spiritual being must bow to the name of Jesus. And every tongue must confess that he is Lord. And I thank you that now every demonic stronghold, every enemy of the pleasures and the glory of God, the healing of God, would be dismantled and dismayed before you and in the bodies of my family. That they would be healed from their heads to their feet into the depths of their souls. And I thank you, Father, for this. In the powerful, the name of Jesus that stomps out the fires of the enemy, that protects and shields us from the arrows of the enemy, and causes the enemy to bow. What a powerful name you have, Lord Jesus. And I ask in your powerful name. Amen, Father. And remember, family, if you'll reach out to God, you can spend an hour with the doctor waiting to see them, and then 30 minutes listening to them and going over the stuff with them, and then them send you to a pharmacy and spend 30 more minutes to an hour to get your medication. You can spend 30 minutes in the Word of God. You can spend 30 minutes seeking out these answers and receive your blessing. So remember, if you'll get your blessing, you'll be a blessing. In Jesus' name.